For many of us, the holidays are a time for sharing stories and traditions. Today, Community Voices producer Renee Wild traces the roots of her own holiday tradition. It celebrates the Christmas legend that on Christmas Eve, animals can suddenly talk. Renee explains.
On December 24th at the stroke of midnight, you'll find me sitting out in the barn with my dogs. Listening intently to the gentle cooing of the chickens and the soft exhales of the horse's breath. Now, I'm not exactly sure where I first heard about the legend of the holiday animals talking on Christmas Eve, but the supernatural myth has strong European roots, and variations on the legend have grown and evolved through different cultures. From the vengeful pets plotting against their owners in Clement Miles' The Christmas Troll and other Yuletide stories, to the bickering animals in the 1970s cartoon, The Night the Animals Talked. Some traditions tie it to the birth of the baby Jesus, when, as the story goes, at the stroke of midnight, the ox and the donkey in the manger bowed their heads at his arrival. In the Christmas carol, The Friendly Beast, the talking animals each sing about their role in the birth of the baby Jesus.
I sat the donkey, shaggy and brown. I carried his mother.
I'm curious, how widely known is this talking animals holiday legend? To try and find out, I head over to Springfield's annual Holiday in the City Festival, where I find several people who have brought their pets along to watch the parade and the fireworks.
Have you ever heard of that myth that on Christmas Eve at midnight you can go out and the animals will talk?
Never, ever.
Okay, well, let me ask you, if you did happen to go out at midnight on Christmas Eve, what do you think your dog would be saying?
He'd probably be snoring, but he wouldn't be saying nothing.
She talks all the time.
What'd she say?
She wants food,
hey,
treats.
Okay, so maybe this isn't a popular legend among city slickers. Hoping for better luck with a more rural crowd, I head to Young's Jersey Dairy on a sunny afternoon. The parking lot is filled with people who have come to cut their own Christmas trees and commune with the resident cows and goats.
Have you ever heard the Christmas tradition that if you go down to the barn at midnight on Christmas Eve, the animals will talk?
Have not heard that, yeah. And we've been around animals on Christmas Eve a long time. I'll try it this year and get back to you.
Been in a barn midnight on Christmas, and I've never heard them talk. Bah! That's about it.
Yeah, I'm Jewish and I don't observe Christmas.
I'm glad he brought that up. It's unclear whether the myth of the talking animals even originated with Christianity. Some historians believe that the story of a special night where animals might talk could have originated from the Roman holiday Saturnalia. This winter solstice feast celebrated a world that was turned upside down, where roles were reversed. There are other cultures with similar supernatural animal legends that also don't center around Christianity. Like one Native American tradition where the deer fall to their knees to the Great Spirit at midnight.
I saw a great big snapping turtle once, and he didn't have much to say, though.
I didn't find any legends that specifically mention snapping turtles. But in an 1879 book by William Henderson called Folklore of the Northern Counties of England and Their Borders, he recounts a European legend about bees swarming to hum Christmas carols at midnight. Personally, I believe that animals are talking to us all the time. But perhaps there's something special about the holiday season that opens our hearts and our minds to both the secular and the sacred worlds. In the Christmas episode from Season 3 on the 1990s television show Northern Exposure, the local radio DJ Chris, played by John Corbett, I think sums this legend up the best.
It's many things to many people. We all own a piece of it. It's like, well, it's kind of like Santa's bag. Inside there's a gift for everybody. My Christmas wish for you tonight, may your dog talk. Good night, Cicely. Merry Christmas.
For WYSO in Clark County, I'm Renee Wild.